Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Thursday. I'm Richard Jones and today the news is all about milk. Wiseman Dairies have announced a price increase to producers which could amount to a massive 1.85 pence a litre. It all starts on the 1st of October, but of course there's a catch. The hygiene and quality standards for both protein and butterfat are far stricter than before. Dairy industry commentator Ian Potter says that the pressure is now on the other dairies to come up with similar increases, and looking to the future, more rises should and could be on the way. So at last our dairy men are pulling their way out of the low prices which have dogged them for far too long. But one dairy man who has managed to keep ahead of the game through the low prices era is Richard Grote from Port Lethen in Aberdeenshire. His company is the Devonick Dairy, and he told me how dairying has declined in Aberdeenshire over the past decade.
I think there's only about 40 of us left in Aberdeenshire and District Board. We're a rare breed now. So we have used all our own milk. We have 180 cows and we make only half the milk into cheese. The other half we still sell to Robert Wiseman's. And we've diversified about 4 to 5 years ago when my sons came home from college, and we make a huge range of cheeses, cheesecakes. We're diversified now into veal, and we're quite a diverse business. We sell into about 60 to 70 shops, restaurants, all up and down the northeast, and we do 13 to 14 farmers markets each month. So it's a full-time job. I thought it would be 2 days a week, and I was completely wrong. It's every day. We're tied to the cow's tail now, we're tied to the milk bucket and the cheese churn instead.
Just tell us about making cheese. You make all your own on the farm and
yes,
everything?
Yes, we had an old dairy building. It used to be there when my father came there 52 years ago. And it was no longer being used for that purpose. And we converted it over, and we have two cheese vats in there. We pasteurise all the milk, and we do yogurt making equipment and things in there as well.
What made you diversify? Was it just the poor price of
just
milk?
Just the poor price of milk, basically. And we wanted a future for our two sons. They're in their mid-20s to 30s, and they're the age to go for it now. And adding value seemed the right thing. It was either that or buy another 100 acres and another 100 cows and on the treadmill, and I didn't fancy that.
So that's how dairy farmers Richard Grote and his sons have survived by creating the Devonick Dairy, and they'll be welcoming the Robert Wiseman's price increase as well. But from me, that's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.